With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Super-fast electronic auctions can determine which online ads show up on your screen, and potential bidders can find out loads of information about you. This real-time bidding has sparked privacy concerns and drawn scrutiny from regulators in Europe. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Twitter says it's updated its policy on hateful conduct to better protect religious groups, the latest effort by the company to police speech and prevent abuse on its platform. Under the modified terms, tweets with language that dehumanizes on the basis of religion will be removed when reported by users or identified by the company itself. Twitter says the change was made in part in response to a user survey conducted last year that drew more than 8,000 comments. Warner Media's new direct-to-consumer service, HBO Max, will be the exclusive streaming home of reruns of Friends. The classic sitcom has been streamed on Netflix since 2015. HBO Max is set to launch next spring. Besides Friends, it will include more than a dozen original shows and movies, including projects in development from stars such as Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, and Anna Kendrick. Instagram is rolling out new features to help combat cyberbullying as the company and its parent Facebook work to quell criticism related to harassment on their platforms. One of the tools relies on artificial intelligence to determine whether language in a post could be deemed offensive and prompts the poster to reconsider. The feature has been rolled out over the last few days, and the company found that some people changed comments in early tests. Instagram is also testing an anti-bullying feature called Restrict, which allows users to limit their interactions with those who target them. You may not realize it, but when you click on a website, an electronic auction takes place in the blink of an eye that determines which ads show up on your screen. It's called real-time bidding, and it's drawn the scrutiny of European regulators because of user data privacy concerns. Here to explain this is The Wall Street Journal's Patience Hagen. So, Patience, exactly what happens in a real-time bidding electronic auction?
What happens is that every web user's personal data gets sent to hundreds of companies as companies bid on this ad space. Every time you load a web page, hundreds of companies receive your personal data, both the advertisers themselves, who are deciding whether to bid and how much to bid, as well as many ad tech intermediaries. That dispersion of data is exactly what privacy regulators in Europe are taking a closer look at right now.
It seems like everything except your name could be shared. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, everything except your name. It includes enough data, enough unique identifiers that experts say it would be easy for someone to figure out exactly who you are and get your name.
And what your personal preferences are, a lot of things about your private life, that sort of thing as well?
Yes.
Is the point here that we're talking billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, they're flowing from advertisers to publishers through these auctions? And again, as we've said, companies can compile a lot of data about users, including stuff the users may not want anybody to know about.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what regulators are taking a closer look at. They're trying to crack down on the way that your data can end up in the hands of companies you've never heard of for purposes you've never consented to.
So haven't investigations into real-time bidding started in the UK and Ireland, mainly targeting Google, from what I understand?
Yes, Google and other major tech companies have been kind of the major targets of this scrutiny.
And privacy advocates have filed complaints in other European countries?
Yes, that's right. Similar complaints about real-time ad auctions have been filed in Belgium, the Netherlands, Poland, and Spain.
What does Google say in response to the investigations or to the concerns?
Google has said that they're going to work with the regulators on potentially developing a new real-time bidding protocol that might address some of these concerns. But they do contest the idea that that all of these practices violate the privacy law in the way that the regulator said.
Patience, what would be the intended outcome of these investigations? Would it be to curb, restrict, or outlaw real-time bidding? I mean, how extreme could it go?
It's difficult to predict at this stage. This is just guidance. This is the regulator putting out there a new interpretation of this year-old law. You know, for the past year, companies, this law has been in effect, and companies kind of believed they were complying with it, believed they qualified for certain exemptions. Now the regulator is putting out guidance saying they don't. In terms of potential outcomes, one possibility is real-time bidding could be transformed to no longer be based on user behavior. For instance, ads would be sold just based on the content of the page, not based on behavior about the user. It's quite difficult to predict at this stage, but I'd just say the fight over privacy enforcement is far from over.
And you write that the UK's Information Commissioner's Office, the country's data protection authority, said real-time ad auctions violate the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, which took effect last year. Are there any hints of investigations to occur in the United States?
Nothing's beginning of this kind in the U.S., just the Federal Trade Commission is starting to look at the topic. This topic, you know, the dispersion of user data in real-time bidding has come up in privacy hearings held by the Federal Trade Commission in Washington. No investigations or guidance of this kind has come out yet.
One more thing. We're talking about approximately 2,000 companies, according to what you've written. How many publishers might we be talking about besides Google?
Up to 2,000. It includes the advertisers and their ad agencies who are placing the ads, the software where they're buying the ad, and many, many more intermediaries that you've never heard of and probably never would have thought would have your data. That includes data brokers that exist to collect this kind of data and resell it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Patience Hagen. Thanks a lot, Patience.
Thanks.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.